Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we remain in the letter to the Romans. We turn to chapter 16 this morning with verses 25 through 27. Now to him who can strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret for long ages, but now manifested through the prophetic writings and according to the command of the eternal God, made known to all nations to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ be glory forever and ever. Amen. So today, Romans 16, verses 25 through 27 concludes Paul's epistle to the Romans with a powerful doxology that emphasizes two key themes: the revelation of God's mystery and the call to obedience. In this passage, Paul writes, "Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen." Since my surrender to Christ, I have committed myself to a life of obedience, striving to reflect his love and teachings in my daily actions. It is not merely my journey, but a universal calling to all who profess faith in Jesus. Amen. Paul emphasizes that the obedience of faith is not a suggestion, but a divine expectation. When we accept Christ as our personal Savior, we embrace the responsibility to live in accordance with His Word. This means that our faith is active. It calls for action, leading us to love, serve, and share the gospel. As believers, we are strengthened by the same gospel that Paul preached, empowering us to live lives that honor God and draw others closer to Him. The mystery of faith, once hidden, has been revealed to us, urging us to convey this truth to the world. Each of us is called to be an ambassador of Christ, demonstrating that faith is not a private matter, but a dynamic expression of obedience that transforms lives. Remember, the obedience I strive for is the same that is expected of each of you. Let us commit to living out this faith boldly and joyfully, ensuring that our lives glorify God forevermore through Jesus Christ. Last night we had an opportunity to address probably about 55 catechists going through their confirmation classes for St. John Newman over in Lakeland. And it was a pretty amazing little event. We were speaking about our prison ministry, but we were sharing what it means to be surrendered to the foundational church. We know that somebody in that crowd was hearing our words of wisdom and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, maybe even wanting to become a priest. We hope and pray that our actions last night demonstrated our love of Jesus and how we glorify God forevermore. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. This Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We continue to pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We're continuing to reach out to a friend of our son by the name of Ronnie who's fighting some cancer. And Lord, we're praying for your healing hands to touch his soul. We pray all of this in your precious blood. By your name do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Romans 16. It's verses 25 through 27. We've got a 1, 2, 3 stanza poem. It's titled, Jesus Christ be glory forever and ever. In shadows deep where knowledge dwells, a mystery ancient, a story tells of grace unmeasured, a hope reborn. In Christ the Savior our hearts adorn. To him who's able our spirits rise. Through faith unveiled we seek the skies. Proclaimed through ages the truth revealed. In glory's light all wounds are healed. So with our voices let us praise, soar. To the wise and mighty we seek to implore. From now till forever his name we'll sing. In wonder and joy his eternal offering. Amen. I am Tom Shookers Wiggins. It's November 8th, 2025. And I'm recording this morning at 4:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, who's by my side this morning early, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. So remember, Jesus Christ be the glory forever and ever and ever. And we have obedience that we must share the faith according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is a command of the eternal God. We pray that each and every one of you succeed in embracing it. As we close today at 8:12 in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.